Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
There's a passage of scripture in Deuteronomy 8, and it's when the Israelites are about to exit the desert after being there for a generation. I just want you to listen to this carefully. Now, they're about to exit. They're about to trade the sand for this lush land flowing with milk and honey. And it says, be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God. Otherwise, when you build fine houses and settle down, when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. And I just went, oh my, it's possible to draw near to God in the land between and trust him. And then the grief softens. I find myself fully employed once again. The marriage loss heals, and you find yourself in a new relationship. It's like, okay, right now is a critical moment. As things are about to prosper, don't forget the Lord your God. Because often when we move out of that space, there's an opportunity to cling to it and to remember and to continue to grow. And there's also an opportunity to forget everything we've learned.
Wow, such an important point. And if you're in that land in between and you're waiting and you're noticing others who maybe have a spouse while you're single and waiting, or they have a job or a house or whatever that thing is, the temptation is, as you say, once we get there, to put our hope in that thing. But even that thing is as much of a relief as it is, it's a flawed answer because it's not God himself. I mean, we love the relief we get from finally getting the job or meeting that person we're going to do life with. But you can see the danger if we shift our hope, and our hope is in that thing now rather than our hope in God, right?
I believe it's what the Apostle Paul meant when he said, you know, we worship the creature rather than the creator. And how to receive the gift and receive it as the gift, but to worship the giver and not the gift. I think that's a lifetime challenge.
Advice for that person who that valley wilderness trek is just over their shoulder. They just kind of put their toes on this place of promise, and they're elated that it doesn't feel so hard anymore. What's some cautionary advice that you'd have for them? How do they steward the much when they were so used to going, you know, without?
Prosperity is not always a friend to growing faith. Good times, better times, are not automatically a friend to faith. It is a challenge to turn to God in seasons of shortage. Susie, it's a challenge to turn to God in seasons of abundance. And just the heart check to be able to say, God will be God, my spouse, child and savings account, my house and my car will not be. God desires to be God, and he resents intruders. It's called idolatry. Our hearts are idol factories, and it is a challenge to turn to him in bad times and in good.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.